On Friday week, the Kooi Cabaret will be rolling into Warrnambool. This is a travelling show which has been put together by the National Film and Sound Archive, which highlights some of our recorded history. It's been written by Nigel O'Brien, who's with us this morning. Nigel, good morning.
G'day, how you doing?
Well, thanks. Just introduce us to the Kooi Cabaret then. How does it go about representing some of Australia's recorded sound?
Yeah, that's a really good question, and it's one that stumped me for quite a long time. Before I started to write the piece. Frankly, it was a commission from the archive designed to highlight the sound collection, because they felt that the film collection gets shown regularly, but the sound collection doesn't. And they thought it was a little bit of a poor cousin, so they were trying to find ways of bringing it out to the people so you can actually hear these amazing recordings and things. So they commissioned a live performance show. So my job was to take all of these sort of 40 or so incredibly disparate sounds and find a way to link as many of them together as we could to form some kind of live performance piece. So there's all kinds of amazing things in the archive that we can show you.
Indeed. Now, presumably you've come up with something a bit more than someone standing on stage with a gramophone.
Yes. So. Look, they were most insistent, as was I, that it wasn't going to be some dry, boring, let's sit and listen to the recording thing. So basically I just sat down and watched a lot of old movies, a lot of, you know, Dad and Dave movies, as well as sort of Monty Python and Marx Brothers and these kinds of things, to try to work out how you link things that are quite surreal, actually. Because the archive's full of things like advertising jingles and political speeches, as well as, you know, songs that are classical or jazz or rock or pop or punk even. So, I mean, how these things really don't have very much in common, apart from the fact that they're Australian. So the how you tie it all together in a sort of crazy, surreal way is where the fun lies.
Now, of course, one of those sounds as well is very important for us here in the Southwest, because I believe, as we've discussed previously here on the program, that in fact the very beginnings of Australia's recorded sound happened right here in Warrnambool.
It sure did. Mr. Thomas Rome was a Warrnambool resident with the very, very first Australian sound. And most people think, oh, well, the first Australian sound must be this, you know, a delightful, you know, wonderful song or interesting speech or something, and it's actually just him making chicken noises. So, which I think is a wonderfully Australian, Australian thing. It's a kind of a little bit off centre, which is great. It's a fabulous thing, and that actually forms the crown of the piece, because I thought, oh, well, the show itself is actually quite surreal, and I thought, well, how much more surreal can you get?
So how does it work then? Because presumably, I mean, part of the fascination is hearing these things in their original forms, and certainly in the case of that one, in the Hen Convention, I think, is the song. I mean, it's, you know, just hearing that is quite an experience, isn't it?
It is, and so the show sort of, some of the sounds we recreate live, some of them we play as sound files, amongst other things going on. There's a variety in the way that we perform them. Some of them we perform quite straight. Some of them we turn on their head. We perform them in a style different to the way that they were originally done. But I think the idea about the show is it's designed to make people look at these recordings and look at these people from our past, and then go to the Register website, and where we can all vote. Australian people can vote for what they think should be on the Register for the following year. So it's wonderfully sort of democratic in that way. So the idea is, like, here we go, here's what's on it now, what do you think is missing, and then go online and vote for it.
And add something yourself, which must also make your job a bit harder when it comes to the way that the Register keeps changing.
Well, it does, and the Register has just changed, so I've just had to add another, we've added another four sounds into the work now. So it runs at about, it's just under an hour, so it's not too long. It sort of gets in, flies like the clappers and gets out.
A perfect night in the theatre.
Oh, absolutely. We sort of walk off stage and we're a little bit exhausted mentally and physically, so we tend to sit there for half an hour just staring at a wall and then go and have a beer.
Right. Next Friday night is when you will be in Warrnambool. We will talk with another person involved, I think, on the program next week as well, to maybe hear some of the sounds. But Nigel, thanks for introducing us to the show
this morning.
Nigel O'Brien there, who is the writer of Kooi Cabaret, which will be in town on Friday week. More about it on the program next week as well.